मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् अहो बकीयं स्तनकालकूटं जिगांसयापाययदव्यसाध्वि लेभे गतिं दहात्रयुचितां ततोऽन्यं कं वा दयालुं शरणं व्रजेम यन्मर्त्यलीलौपयिकं स्वयोग मायाबलं दर्शयता गृहीतम् विस्मापनं स्वस्य च सौभगर्धैः परं पदं भूषणभूषणाङ्गम्। When Bhagavan gave up his physical body, he instructed his disciple Uddhava to go to Bhadrikashrama, to go to Bhadrikashrama and do tapasya. Uddhava was going towards Bhadrikashrama. On the way, at the bank of Yamuna, by the will of the Lord, he met Vidura. When Vidura asked about the welfare of the Lord, Uddhava told that Lord, who happened to be the embodiment of compassion, gave up his body. That body which he assumed through his Maya Shakti for his Manushya Leela, that body through which he did lots of pranks and leelas, that particular body was withdrawn, and so far entire world was happy in seeing that particular charming and beautiful body, even though many were not qualified enough to appreciate that particular avatara, still out of compassion, he revealed to so many people about his greatness, about his wisdom, about his leelas. That particular body was withdrawn. When Vidura came to know that Bhagavan Krishna gave up his body, so he fell into unconscious state. Having regained his consciousness, he expressed his sadness and asked Uddhava to tell in detail what happened on the final day. Up to this, we saw in the last class. So, Uddhava continues the story. The people of Yadukula, who are relatives of Bhagavan Krishna, they became adharmic people. They started insulting sadhus and the entire life was spent in sense pleasures. So once it happened, Bhagavan Krishna's one of the son, Samba, So his friends dressed him like a girl, like a pregnant woman, and they went to sages, sadhus, and asked which child will be born to Samba. So the sadhus got irritated, of course. They saw that Bhagavan's anger is there towards his entire Yadukula. So they understood that the Lord wanted to destroy entire Yadukula. Therefore, they cursed Mushalam Kula Nashanam. Mushalam means a pounding rod, pistol. A pistol will burn and that will cause the death of your entire Kula, destruction of your Kula. When they removed the dress of the Samba, they found there was a pounding rod, iron rod. So they were astonished. These boys went to Balarama and informed entire episode and asked the way out from this problem. Generally in human life, Bhagavan's Maya Shakti has great role. We call it Prarabdha or Maya Shakti, whatever it may be. According to the Prarabdha, whatever karma a person has done, a society has committed, that karma phalam has to be enjoyed by that society or the person. So here, they could have gone to Krishna and asked for some solution. Like this happened like that. They went to Balarama. At least Balarama could have gone to Krishna and asked for solution. Because Mushalam Kula Nashanam. It's not an ordinary shapa. Not only it is going to destroy all these boys who have played the pranks, it is going to destroy the entire Kula. Balarama, without much thinking, he told, don't worry, just powder that iron rod and threw the iron powder into the ocean, far away place. Balarama could have told all these things to Krishna, but Maya Shakti will generally cover our discrimination. It will not allow us to go towards the Lord for solution if Prabhala Prarabdha is there, if Prarabdha is very powerful. So, Vinashakale Viparita Buddhi, they call it. As instructed by Balarama, this pounding rod was powdered and was thrown into the ocean. After some months, as the destiny would have it, Yadavas went to Prabhasa Kshetra, where this powdered iron powder was thrown into the ocean. They went to this Prabhasa Kshetra for picnic. By the time, this powder, iron powder generally is supposed to be immersed inside the water, but it is very peculiar iron powder, born out of Shapa, so it was just on the seashore. And from that there came a type of grass, a very sharp grass. Without knowing the danger, to that place all the people, relatives and citizens of Yadukula went there for picnic. Picnic means what? Kava piyo maja karo. So they nicely drank, and in the process they lost their control over their mind and started talking. Once the special drink goes inside, all mantras only comes out, you know. So varieties of foul language they were using, and they began to quarrel among themselves. Bhagavan also was one of the participants in the picnic. So it is clear, generally, when Bhagavan accompanies anyone, we find that it is a source of security. In this case, Bhagavan accompanied, but they were not saved. Bhagavan accompanied them to destroy. So, here Bhagavan saw that his yoga maya is in operation, bringing about the destruction of his own clan. And he decided that I also will give up this body. So, he was sitting under a banyan tree, witnessing entire drama, entire quarreling. And who were quarreling? His own children and grandchildren were quarreling. Uddhava says, I also was participant of that picnic group, and when I found that the Lord is in serene state of mind, in spite of this quarreling situation, Bhagavan was in serene mood. So I went near him and requested Bhagavan to stop this quarrel. Bhagavan told, Uddhava, these people have become adharmic. They started insulting sadhus and sages. They have become arrogant. They have given up dharmic way of life and are carried away by sense pleasures and alcohol. They are fit to be destroyed. And I also wanted to complete my Manushya Leela in this particular body. And it is the time for their destruction. So this statement reveals us that nothing can save other than our own karma. Nothing can save. Even security in physical life also is possible because of what? Not because of Bhagavan is a relative, he is a leader of the community. Nothing is going to save. So that's why Mahabharata says, Yato dharmaha tata krishnaha, yato krishnaha tato jayaha. Except dharma, nothing guarantees our protection, even in physical life. One more step you go ahead, except knowledge, nothing is going to save us in reality. So, anywhere adharma means nasha is the only solution. While discussing about the fall of Indian culture, Swami Vivekananda says, lot of adharmic condition was there among the Indian society. That is the reason Bhagavan had to send barbarians from outside. Hoons and all type of people came and they smashed all our culture and people. So, cause for even foreign invasion in India is because of adharma. What type of adharma was there in those days? Which Swami Vivekananda wants to say that there was an adharma in the form of untouchability. Human being was not honored by his character or by his lifestyle. He was treated lowly or highly, taking his the caste birth. Repeatedly, Bhagavan showed his displeasure. We find in Udupi, recently I had been there. Bhagavan showed his displeasure that you cannot treat a human being according to his birth. You have to treat him according to his quality and lifestyle. So in the life of Kanakadasa, Bhagavan showed, I am not at all interested in your way of dealing with a human being. He turned back and backside of the temple was simply demolished. But till date, this article, inhuman attitude respecting a person or insulting a person based on his caste is continuing. So that is one of the main reason why this Indian culture was destroyed by the other people, Swami Vivekananda says. So, yato dharmaha tata krishnaha, yato krishnaha tato jayaha. Just to put opposite, yato adharmaha tataha absence of Krishna. Wherever absence of Krishna is there, means what? Their nasha. So when Bhagavan told Uddhava that he is going to give up his physical body, just at that time Maitreya Rishi appeared there and stood in front of the Bhagavan, prostrated to Bhagavan. Uddhava sir, suddenly once Rishi is appearing, what is going to happen? So Uddhava says, I understood the grave situation and I fell at the feet of the Lord and requested him to take me also along with him. Namostute mahayogin prapannam anushasima yatha tvacharanam bhoje ratisthyadanapayini naham tavangri kamalam kshanardhamapi keshava tektum samutsahe nath swadhama nayamamapi. O Lord, I cannot stay without your presence I cannot stay even a kshanartham. So therefore I request you to take me also, swadhama naya mamapi, take me also along with you to your abode. And I am surrendered to your lotus feet, and please bless me that I should have ratihi anapayini. Anapayini ratihi means what? Anapayini ratihi means what? Undisturbed love towards you. So if you ask me how I lived here in this world for the long 120 years, at that time Uddhava's age was 120 years nearly. These many years, how I lived, if you ask, Uddhava says, Uchishta bhojino dasaha tavamayam jaye mahi. So far, I managed to escape from your maya by living a particular lifestyle, a lifestyle of a dasa towards the Lord. So whatever you ate, balance only I ate as your prasada, and this chandana which you apply to your body, prasada chandana I also apply. So whatever dress you used, that dress only I also used. So whatever you used in your life, that balance only I used in my life. Therefore these objects in this creation did not affect me, did not delude my mind. Now you are going to go away from me. What will happen to me if I am separated from you? Whole life I lived with you and served you for this long 120 years, 115 years nearly. So when Uddhava surrendered like this crying, Bhagavan wanted to bless this great devotee, Uddhava. What can be the blessing? What type of blessing he can give to his dearest devotee? Shastra says, Atma Jnanam is the only blessing. Atma Jnanam is the only blessing. And in this situation, in this state of mind of Uddhava, what is the solution? What is his problem? He thinks that he is going to be separated from Bhagavan. Okay. He is going to be separated from Bhagavan. That means, according to his understanding, he is a separate individual. And Bhagavan was a separate individual. And both were living together as master and dasa. And the master is going to give up his body. And dasa will be left over here. So he is afraid of being separated from the Lord. So that is the problem in his mind. For this problem, Atma Jnanam is the only solution to remove the sense of being an individual different from the totality, the Lord. Atma Ajnanam leads to Dehabhimana, leads to the idea that I am body. The idea that I am body leads to Parichinnatvam, that I am small body. However much big body, 120 kilos, but still it is small only, Parichinnatvam. Naturally, Parichinnatvam will lead to Bhayam. Bhaya means what? Insecurity. That insecurity will lead to have lot of other things. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. All these arishad vargas will lead to samsara or shokaha. That's why Upanishad says, vidiyadvai bhayam bhavati. If you have two things in your life, fear is inevitable. Fear is inevitable means what? Shoka is inevitable. Sorrow is inevitable. Fear is another form of sorrow. So, dvidiyadvai bhayam bhavati, it says. So, what is the way to get away from this dvaita buddhi? Shastra says, tarati shokam atmavid. Knowing oneself is the only way to cross this shoka. As long as you don't know your real nature as an infinite entity, your cry cannot be stopped, even if Bhagavan lives with you 120 years. See the beauty. Even if Bhagavan is very close friend to you, in the first chapter we saw Arjuna also cried that Bhagavan left me like that. Here now Uddhava also cries, Bhagavan left me like that. Even if Bhagavan is going to be your father or son, still, as long as you don't have Atmajnanam, your cry is going to be continued. So, cry will not stop. If at all you want to stop your cry, what is the way? Tarati Shokam Atmavitu. You have to know about yourself. Being a man of knowledge, man of self-knowledge, only you can cross over the sorrow. Bhagavan knew this entire reality, so he wanted to bless Uddhava by teaching Atmajnanam. What is that Atmajnanam? What is the reality of the individual? Rasara says, individual is never a separate entity from the totality called Jagat, from the creator called Ishwaraha. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwaraha, this Triputi is not a real Triputi. Triputi means what? Triangular. This triangular is not a reality. We saw 6 hours about this class. Okay, 2 classes before, 6 hours about this idea. We saw idam brahma, idam kshatram, ime loka, ime deva, imani bhutani, idakum sarvam yadayam atma. Whatever is in the creation, idakum sarvam yadayam atma. It is yourself. Then in another mantra it says, Aitadatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shvete ketu. Atmajnanam is the only way for getting away from samsara. And only way for whom? Not only it is the only way for the samsari, even for Bhagavan, if he wants to remove your suffering, that is the only way for him also to remove your suffering. Understood? A patient cries in front of Venkatachalapati. Bhagavan Venkatachalapati. Drupadi Bhagavan is now famous in Kali Yuga. So he goes to Venkatachalapati and cries. Oh Bhagavan, I have seen all types of patis, allopathies and homeopathies. And all have initially assured to save me. Now I have been infected with cancer. Please protect me, please save me. Because of intense prayer, Bhagavan, suppose, imagine, he talks to that patient. What do you want, my child? He says, please protect me. I am dying. What Bhagavan has to say? What Bhagavan can say? You don't have birth at all. Na jayate, mriyate, va, kadachit. You don't have birth at all. Where is the question of death? Body was born, body is going to die. Why you bother about the death of the body? You don't have death at all. Bhagavan has to say, no other way. Then this patient will tell, no, all these philosophical arguments are not, now I am suffering, please protect me. I am dying. So Bhagavan, what he had to say? What he will tell you, please tell. He will tell repeatedly the same thing. You are not body. You are not dying. And the person doesn't understand this truth. And if he argues that, I am dying, I am body, what Bhagavan will tell? He will tell what? All right, die. Because even Bhagavan cannot stop death of the body. Not only he cannot stop death of another body, he cannot stop even death of his own body. Even when he comes to avatara form, he cannot stop decay and death of his own body. So where is the question of protecting somebody's body eternally? Understood? So there is no other way for even for Bhagavan to remove the human suffering other than giving back the self-knowledge to the humanity. That is what we find in the Avatara Kala Leela when Bhagavan came as human being. Whoever surrendered to him, whoever is loved by him, to them, Bhagavan gave this only. When Arjuna surrendered to Bhagavan, Shreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme karpanyatosho pahata swabhavaha prichhamitvam dharma sammuhuda chetaha Shreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadhimam prapannam. Maham prapannam shadhi, you please protect me. What was the type of protection? Ashochyan annashochastvam prajñavadamcha bhashase gatasu nagatashuncha na anushochanti panditaha. Same imaginary dialogue of a patient and Lord is now here in Gita. Bhagavan says, there is no possibility of crying in the life of an intelligent person. There is no possibility of crying either for living people or for dead and gone. Sorrow doesn't have any deserving nature, therefore don't have sorrow. You talk like an intelligent person, wise man, but you have sorrow, therefore you are not wise, you are otherwise. You are otherwise. That was the solution given to Arjuna when Arjuna surrendered. Now, Uddhava surrenders to Bhagavan. What is the solution? Same type of solution only is given. And it comes in 11th skanda of Bhagavatam. This teaching is in the form of a dialogue. 25 chapters he talks. At least to Arjuna, he talked 17 chapters. Here to Uddhava he talks because it's a little more close. So 25 chapters he talks, 1100 shlokas nearly. It is called Uddhava Gita in Bhagavatam, 11th skanda it comes. And if at all we want Bhagavan to talk to us, if at all he has something to talk to us, what it will be? This only. Understood? It will be always Atma Jnanam only. So in Ramana Maharishi's life, we come across a beautiful dialogue between Ramana Maharishi and a devotee. A devotee comes and asks Ramana Maharishi, Bhagavan, is there Vaikuntha? Ramana Maharishi says, yes, there is Vaikuntha. Shastra talks about it. Shastra is Pramana. There is certainly Vaikuntha is there. So in Vaikuntha, Bhagavan Narayana is there? Yes, certainly. He must be there because Shastra talks about. Can I go there? Yes, you can go if you follow certain way of life, upasana, meditation and a devotional way of life, you will certainly go. If I go there, can I talk to him? Certainly, when you go there, you can talk to him. If there is another person to talk, you can talk. You will talk. Bhagavan will talk to me? Yes, certainly he will talk. What he will talk? What he will talk? Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi says, my dear child, please understand who are you, who am I. Correct? What can he talk? Because all our talks towards Bhagavan is what? Either appeal or application. Correct? Either for worldly achievements or for spiritual achievement. Either for artha or kama or for dharma moksha. Okay? Yeah, the greatest devotee also, what he will ask? I want to serve you, Lord. And serving means politics. Anywhere, serving, you want to serve means what? There must be a master to give his legs. Okay? So that you can serve him. So serving means what you call competition. And competition means you have your own grudges. So naturally, you will tell at least, I wanted to serve you more, Lord. Please give me a chance. What type of service you want to do? I want to press your lotus feet. That is already under the control of Mother Lakshmi. Mother Lakshmi, immediately she will see, hey, you are coming and trying to take my position. So politics will be there. So then when you complain to the Lord that you are not getting an opportunity to serve the Lord, what Bhagavan will tell? My dear devotee, please understand what you are, what I am. So if you allow Bhagavan to talk, then he can talk about this reality only. Generally, we talk to Bhagavan, and having talked to Bhagavan, after completing our dialogue, we come away from Bhagavan. We are not available for his reply. Understood? As human being also, either in this world or in any other world. So, he talks to Uddhava about this reality. Having explained in an elaborate way, 1100 verses, 1100 verses it is. So having imparted Atma Jnanam, Bhagavan ordered Uddhava to go to Badrikashrama and live up to the end of this Kalpa. Kalpa, you know, one Kalpa is equal to Brahmaji's life. Brahmaji's life means what? Very vast life it is. 43,20,000 years is one Chaturyuga. Like that, 2000 Chaturyugas equal to one day of Bhagavan Brahmaji. Like that, 365 days. Like that, 100 years. So, very long span. So, as even Uddhava heard that he had to live so much long year, he shuddered. Okay. So, Bhagavan says here, Navastavyam tvayai veha mayatekte mahitale jano adharmaruchihi bhadrabhavishyati kalau yuge tantu sarvam parityajya sneham swajana bandhushu mayaveshya manah samyake samadrag vicharasvagam. You have to roam in this world. How? Keeping this knowledge in a firm way. Keeping this maya veshya manas samyak samadrik. You become a samadrik. One who sees the samatvam in the entire creation. You have to live in this world having given up the attachment towards all your people and objects. And you have to live in this world. Why you should live in this world? Because Kali Yuga is going to come and people are going to become adharmic little by little. So that adharma ruchi will be there in Kali Yuga. Your presence in this world will give a balance. It will nullify or neutralize the evil effect of the adharma. So at least one jnani should live in the creation. What will happen to me? World may get benefit because of my presence, but will I not be bound by this creation? Will I not suffer again in samsara? Bhagavan says, you can never suffer. You can live happily, whatever lifespan you want to have, you can have happily, provided if you have knowledge about this reality. Sarvabhuta suhrushchanto jnana vijnana nishchayaha pashyan madatmakam vishvam navipadyeta vai punaha. Danger will never approach you because you are going to be the sarvabhuta suhrut. Jnana vijnana nishchayaha san madatmakam vishvam pashyan. Seeing me everywhere in the creation, seeing the creation as me, you will roam in this world as a friend to the entire creation, keeping this jnana vijnana nishchayaha, keeping this wisdom firm in your mind. Yavat sad gunavai shamyam tavan nanatvam atmanaha nanatvam atmano yavat paratantriyam tadaivahi. I am giving some samples of that Uddhava Gita. At the end of the Uddhava Gita, all these things come. So here Bhagavan says, as long as you are in ignorance, as long as your mind is immersed in the duality, guna vaishamyam, tavat nanatvam atmanaha, so long there will be a real duality. When there is a real duality, dvidiyadvai, bhayam bhavati. When there is real duality, nanatvam atmano yavat paratantriyam tataivahi. So there will be fear of being slaved, being hurt by second entity. Shastra never says that there is no duality. It says there is experiential duality. There is duality with regard to experience. But experience is not the criterion to prove that there is duality. Therefore, there is no real duality at all. When we are in dream, what we find? Duality only we find. But when we get up from the dream, what we find? What we find? There is no real duality. In dream, we are one of the member of that dream world, and we are tormented by the second entity in that dream world, either by tiger or by someone else who chases us. And because of this chasing only, we got up. After getting up, do we forget the dream experience? No. It is making us to beat, that heartbeat is very fast now, and we are having fear also. So experientially, there is a duality. In reality, there is no duality. Therefore, Shastra says, there is no real duality, but there is experiential duality. Knowing this will free you from fear of duality. So, yavat gunavaishamyam syat, tavat nanatvam atmanaha. As long as your mind is in ignorance, so long you are subject to samsara. Paratantriyam means, one meaning is under the control of someone, under the slavery. Therefore, my dear Uddhava, keep this wisdom firmly in you. With this knowledge, you can live even for a kalpa. Even you can live for a kalpa, Brahmaji's lifetime, and you will not be affected by samsara or suffering. In the previous scene, Bhagavan, in the previous classes, we saw same thing was told to Brahmaji. Keep this knowledge firm in your mind. Even you can perform the mind-boggling duty called creation. Nothing will affect you. Here, Uddhava is told, keep this knowledge firm in your mind and you can live even for a kalpa. Without this knowledge, even one day lifetime is nothing but suffering. And never think that I am different from you. So, you should not have a worry that I am getting separated from you, I am departing from you. Not even an iota, you are less. You are myself. Hey, Uddhava, na anvapi manyunaha tvam. Then Bhagavan continues, hey, Uddhava, since I loved you very much, I gave this knowledge to you. I taught this reality to you. I imparted this self-knowledge to you. So many years you are living with me and serving me. Can you tell whom I loved more in my life? Bhagavan asks. All these are all flashback conveyed to Vidura, conveyed by Shukacharya to Parikshit. So Bhagavan asks Uddhava, tell, I have transacted with so many people. If you take wives category, it is 16,108. And children means what? Each one also, if you put also what? Another 16,108. Okay. And rajas and varieties of devotees, gopikas. So many people I have transacted even in this physical body. As Ishwara, of course, I have to transact with Rakshasas, Asuras, Brahmaji, Indra, Shankara, like that. So whom I love more, can you tell like that? Generally, people love their wife. Or people love their children. So Uddhava told, you might have loved your son Brahmaji as Narayana. Bhagavan was father of Brahmaji. So you might have loved your son Brahmaji. Or you might have loved your wife Lakshmi Devi. Like that he was, one by one he was listing. Bhagavan says, Na tatha me priyatamaha atmayonir na shankaraha na cha shankarshano na shri naiva atma cha yatha bhavan. As I love you, yatha bhavan, I don't love anyone. As I love you, I don't love anyone. Uddhava might have felt a little bit shy. Okay, I did not love anyone. In that anyone list, who are there? Shankara, Bhagavan Shankara is there. Brahmaji is there. Shankarshana is there. And Sri also is there. In that list, Bhagavan says, Naiva Atma, I did not love me also. As I love you, I did not even love me also. I can never be away from you, my dear. So therefore, why do you love me so much? Why you love me so much? Bhagavan says, When I say you, I love you, that you category is what? All jnanis category. I love the jnani the most. So these are all, we call it arthavata, giving inspirational talk, you know, before leaving the body. Yogan might have thought, let me cheer him. But there is a fact also. And at the same time, it is a questionable argument. How it is a questionable argument? Brahadarani Upanishad says, no one can love anyone other than himself. So here Bhagavan says, I did not love me even. I loved you means what? There is no difference between you and me. What is the meaning? There is no real difference between you and me. So loving you is equal to loving me. Loving you is equal to loving Sri Lakshmi Devi. Loving you is equal to loving Shankara. Loving you is equal to loving Brahmaji. So loving you is equal to entire creation. This is the argument. How this argument can be justified? Because there is no difference between you and me. So there is no difference between the wise man and me. So I can never be away from anyone in reality. I can never be away from anyone. Wise man knows this fact. And who knows this truth? He is very dearest to me. He understands, he reciprocates this oneness. So, by the company of that wise man, Bhagavan says, he goes one more step in cheering words. He goes one more step. By the company of that wise man, by that jnani, I even purify myself. See, that entity from whose lotus feet Bhuvana Pavana Ganga is originated, that entity says here, I purify myself by the holy company of the wise man. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvahiram samadarshanam anuvrajam yaham nityam puyayet yangrirenubhihi. Puyayet yangrirenubhihi. I purify myself by the dust of the feet of the jnani. These are all part of Uddhava Gita. People say that Bhagavadam doesn't have Advaita or Vedanta. Bhagavadam is the Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Shukamukad Amrita Drava Sanyutam. Entire essence of Vedanta is in Bhagavadam. Generally, we will never come across these Vedantic ideas in places where these Pauranikas explain. Only Katha they will tell that go away. And lots of treasures are there inside as teaching. Here Bhagavan says, I follow these people, Anuvrajami. Nityam Anuvrajami, always I follow these people. Which people? Nirapeksham, Munim, Shantam, Nirvairam, Samadarsham. Where to find out this type of people? Nirapeksham means one who doesn't have any apeksha from the external world. One who is a satisfied person, one who is an independent person. Munim, Mananashilaha, always immersed in the reality, shantam, because of that wisdom, is always shantaha, nirvairam, doesn't have any enmity towards anything in the creation, samadarshanaha, one who sees everything as their one reality. Such type of people I follow, not only I follow them, I am waiting to take the dust of their feet. When they walk, that dust part, that land, where they walk, that dust is there, it is purified. I take that dust and put on my head and I try to purify myself. What a status it is, eh? What a status Bhagavan gives to a jnani. Others say that he is a idiot or he is a pagal. Okay, if you see a jnani, generally a jnani is not recognized by the majority. Even to recognize someone, you should have that capacity of recognizing, ne? So in the mental hospital, how can you expect patients recognizing doctor? Understood? How can you expect patient recognizing doctor's wisdom, doctor's knowledge? So, when the entire world is full of ignorant people, here and there, now and then, one Mahatma comes out, one Jnani comes out. So, even though the world rejects them as mad people, actually who is mad? Who are mad? The majority is mad. Jnani is the only sane person. But majority doesn't have the capacity to recognize his grandness. So the society rejects him. Even though society rejects him, Bhagavan says, I don't reject him. Not only I don't reject him, I always be with him, and I was always happy to live with him, purifying myself. What is status Bhagavan gives to a jnani? And in Gita, when he talks about jnani, wherever he talks about jnani, he becomes emotional, you know. You can see in the words which he uses. In Gita, when he says, Udara sarva evaite, jnani tu atma eva me matam. Astita sahi uktatma, mameva anattamam gati. He says, all are nice, all types of devotees are nice. Varieties of devotees are there. Serving opportunity, asking devotee, Vaikuntha living, what you call, asking for life in Vaikuntha. That person also is a devotee. And meditating devotee, karma yoga devotee, varieties of appeal, application devotee, varieties of devotees are there. But among them, this particular devotee, a jnani devotee, who doesn't have any idea about duality, who never considered me as a separate entity, towards this person, what is my attitude? Jnani tu atma eva me matam, I am he. Jnani is myself. And bahunam janmanam ante, jnanavam mam prapadyate, vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. He is a very, very endangered species to be found in the creation, and very difficult to find him. Very difficult to find whom? Find a jnani. For whom it is difficult? Not only it is difficult to the entire world, for me also it is difficult to get this type of people. That is the reason I repeatedly come every avatara. When I come, I get one or two people like that. One or two people like Anjaneya, Hanumanta, Prahlada, Swami Vivekananda, like that people, where I will get? For their reason, I repeatedly take a particular physical body and I consider them as my treasure. So in Gita, when he talks, he says, Jnani tu atmaya me matam. Here he says, Jnani purifies my life. Higher status. In Bhagavatam, for Jnani, higher state. Purify my life means what? When I am in a particular body, in avatara kala, I consider their presence, Jnani's presence, as the source of my purity. Thus, Bhagavan blessed Uddhava with atma jnanam and gave his paduka as a representative, as a reminder of his presence in the world. He gave this paduka to Uddhava and asked Uddhava to go to Badrikashrama and leave there. So now Uddhava was very happy. With all gratitude, he glorifies the Lord.
Vidravito mohamahandhakaro ye ashrito me tavasannidhanam vibhavaso kin samipagasya shitam tamobhi prabhavantya jadya.
O Lord, all my confusions are gone. It is like darkness is removed by the presence of the sun. Similarly, your presence removed all my confusions. What type of confusion? Here Uddhava had that he is going to be separated from the Lord. That is the greatest confusion, based on which entire religious and spiritual sadhana life is going on. You do spiritual sadhana for what? To attain the Lord. The very search and very expectation that I should attain the Lord means what? You have rejected the ever presence of the Lord. And you have limited the Lord either in terms of time or in terms of space. I have to die and attain the Lord. When you say, you have limited the Lord to Vaikuntha. And I have to do what you call lots of sadhana. After many years of sadhana, I have to attain the Lord. When you say, now it is not attained entity. Bhagavan says, this can never be a fact. If at all I am Bhagavan, I should be available here and now. I should not be limited by time and space. This confusion is removed from my mind, O Lord, by your beautiful teaching. So, with all gratitude, Uddhava prostrated to Bhagavan. These dialogues were witnessed and heard by Maitreya Rishi. So, thus Uddhava narrated the great blessings of the Lord. And he told that, I am going towards Badrikashrama as ordered by the Lord. So hearing about the great treasure which Uddhava got from Lord, and hearing the physical departure of Bhagavan, now Vidura was grief-stricken. Neither he got wisdom, nor he could see Bhagavan physically. So he says, I have become an orphan. Uddhava, I have become an orphan. So you have to impart that knowledge to me, which you got from the Bhagavan. Jnanam param swatmaraha prakasham yadaha yogeshwara ishwaraste vaktum bhavano hargati yadhi vishnoho bhrutya swabhrutyartha kritascharanti. Please give that knowledge to me. When Vidura requested, Uddhava says again, I am not the one who is authorized for this purpose. And as per the instruction of Bhagavan, you should approach Maitreya Rishi. And really, when he departed, when he gave up physical body, he remembered you with lot of love and affection. He told, I was waiting for Vidura. 30 years, more than 30 years over, he went on pilgrimage. Where he is, I don't know. I wanted to give this knowledge to him also, being a grand devotee of me, being a dharmic person. I wanted to bless him with this wisdom. Since I don't know where he is, Bhagavan says, Leela statement, dialogue, drama dialogue you have to say. Okay, omniscient Bhagavan says, where Vidura is roaming, I don't know. So when he comes to you, please give this knowledge. That is the reason I commanded you mentally to come here. So Maitreya Rishi understood. Oh, that is, because generally these rishis, they will be in samadhis, okay? They will be in their own meditation. Suddenly one command will come from their inner mind. They have to follow that command. So Vidura was very happy to hear the Lord's love towards him. So he asked, oh, did Bhagavan remember me? I am an ordinary person, son of a slave woman. Generally, people who want to get Paramapada, they have to remember when they die. They have to remember whom? Bhagavan, when they die. In my case, that Paramapada remembered me. So, what a fortunate person I am. Whole night, Vidura and Uddhava were talking about the Lord's Leela. And this meeting happened where? At the bank of Yamuna River. Yamuna Devi also was the witness for this meeting. That is the nature of a dialogue happens when two great minds join. Generally, when ordinary minds join, what is the nature of dialogue? Paracharcha, Paraninda. They talk about others and others. Whole night, you can see in villages, old people sitting in tea stall. You can see early morning, 4 o'clock, they will come and sit. Then they will take one old yesterday's newspaper and they will have one BD. And the tea wala has not yet put even fire. 1 hour it will take in those days to the charcoal fire you have to create, means what? I used to observe this. But that time I did not know like this they can waste their time. It's a waste of time. They will talk so many things. Except the glory of the Lord, except telling the Lord's name, they will talk so many things. That is the nature of ordinary minds. Here you see two great minds join. What was the dialogue? Dialogue about grand things of human life. So next day, Uddhava left for Badrikashrama, remembering the Lord's love towards him. On the way, he was just thinking about the Leelas. Because you cannot forget an entity which was in your life in and through. So he was remembering varieties of Leelas. And one thing was just mind-boggling for Uddhava. What is that? మంత్రేషు మాం ఉపహూయ యత్వం అఖుండిత అఖండ సదాత్మబోధః పృచ్ఛే ప్రభో ముక్త ఇవాప్రమత్తః తన్నో మనోమోహయతీవ దేవ. భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆమ్నిషియంట్ ఎంటిటీ, హీ డజంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీబడీస్ అడ్వైస్ ఆర్ సజెషన్. కీపింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆమ్నిషియంట్, నవ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ ఆస్క్ మీ సజెషన్స్ వైల్ డీలింగ్ ఇన్ ది ట్రాన్సాక్షన్, వైల్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ది పీపుల్, వైల్ ట్రాన్సాక్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్, నవ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ ఆస్క్ ఉద్ధవ వాట్ యూ సే, ఈజ్ ఇట్ రైట్, ఆమ్ ఐ రైట్, లైక్ దట్ యూ ఆస్క్ నా. దట్ వాస్ ఏ మైండ్ బాగ్లింగ్ బిహేవియర్ ఫార్ మీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. హౌ కెన్ అన్ ఆమ్నిషియంట్ ఎంటిటీ, ఆల్ నోయింగ్ ఎంటిటీ, ఆస్క్ ఫర్ సజెషన్? దెన్ ఈ సేస్, కర్మాణ్యనీహస్య భవోభవస్యతే దుర్గాశ్రయో అథారి భయాత్ పలాయనం కాలాత్మనో యత్ ప్రమతాద్యుతాశ్రయ స్వాత్మన్ రతే ఖిద్యతి ధీర్విదామిహ. వాట్ ఏ కాంట్రడిక్టరీ థింగ్స్ ఐ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఓ లార్డ్. ఈవెన్ ది వైస్ మెన్ ఆర్ పజిల్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ కాంట్రడిక్టరీ థింగ్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్? యు ఆర్ బాన్ ఈవెన్ దో యు ఆర్ అజహ, బర్త్లెస్. బర్త్లెస్ ఈస్ బాన్, ఇమాజిన్, బర్త్లెస్ ఈస్ బాన్. అండ్ కాలతత్వం విచ్ మేక్స్ ఎవ్రీవన్ టు హ్యావ్ ఫియర్ వాస్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ కాల యవ్వన అండ్ జరాసంధ. ఇన్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ యాజ్ ఈవెన్ జరాసంధ కమ్స్ ఆర్ కాల యవ్వన కమ్స్, భగవాన్ విల్ రన్ అవే యాజ్ దో హీ వాస్ వెరీ మచ్ అఫ్రైడ్. అండ్ ఫర్ దట్ రీజన్ దే గేవ్ హిమ్ వన్ నేమ్, రణచోడ్, రణచోడ్ బిహారీ. యూ కెన్ రణచోడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఏ క్షత్రియ కెన్ నెవర్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. దిస్ ఫెలో, షేమ్లెస్ ఫెలో జరాసంధ యూజ్ టు సే 18 times ఐ కేమ్, 18 times ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ కిల్లింగ్ మీ హీ ర్యాన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ మీ, హీ కిల్డ్ ఆల్ అదర్ పీపుల్. ఓకే, ఆఫ్టర్ కిల్లింగ్ ఆల్ అదర్ పీపుల్ హీ విల్ రన్ అవే వితౌట్ కిల్లింగ్ జరాసంధ, హీ విల్ రన్ అవే. సో an entity which is the source of all fear, having fear in its life is a mind boggling thing. And swatmani rataha, an entity which is always self satisfied, nitya tripta, has married 16,108. These are all mind boggling leelas, oh Lord. Like that he was just reminding himself about the grand life of Sri Krishna. In Bhagavatam, now and then Krishna will come. Actually, this story is, doesn't have any connection at all. Suddenly, third chapter begins with Uddhava Vidura Samvada. When Parikshit asked, what Brahmaji did after the creation? This was the question. So, Shuka Maharishi was fond of this Krishna. Okay, his Ishta Devata. So, Shuka Maharishi brings Krishna here. This is what the same question your great-grandfather Vidura asked to Uddhava. Then naturally you have to tell the story of meeting of Vidura and Uddhava. While telling the story of meeting of Vidura and Uddhava, you have to tell the story of Bhagavan Krishna. Like that it comes. Now and then Bhagavan Krishna's life comes very repeatedly. When Uddhava left Yamuna banks, after some days Vidura also left. He went to Haridwar in search of Maitreya Rishi. This Maitreya Rishi was son of Parashara Rishi. Vyasacharya also was son of Parashara Rishi. Maitreya Rishi also was son of Parashara Rishi. So he found Maitreya Rishi where? At the bank of Ganga River. That is Haridwar. ద్వారీత్యునద్యాషభకూరుణాం మైత్రేయమాసీనమగాధబోధం క్షత్తోపసృత్యాచ్యుత భావశుద్ధః పప్రచ్చ శౌశీల్య గుణాభితృప్తః. ఇన్ ది శ్లోక క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ టీచర్ అండ్ ది స్టూడెంట్ ఈస్ టోల్డ్. హీ ఫౌండ్ దట్ మైత్రేయ రిషి హూ హ్యాపన్ టు బి అగాధబోధం సౌశీల్య గుణాభితృప్త, Teacher must be an embodiment of what? Wisdom and character. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. And what type of student? Achyuta Bhava Shuddhaha. He is Shuddhaha. The student who is going to be the student here? For next two skandhas, Vidura is going to be the student. And dialogue between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi is going to be dealt in third and fourth chapters. And that will be reported to Parikshit by Shuka Maharishi, like that story continues. So here the student is Vidura. What type of Vidura? Shuddhaha is pure person. Achyuta Bhava Shuddhaha, Achyuta Bhava Shuddhaha. Because of devotion towards the Lord, he is a qualified student. He went to him. Generally, when you go to a teacher asking for spiritual guidance, Shastra says, don't go with empty hand, take something, at least samit panihi. You have to take something which is useful to the teacher. Samit means a type of twigs which are used in the yagas and yajnas. So here, Vidura offered himself as Guru Dakshina. He did not take any fruits or this one. He took himself as an offering and he surrendered to Maitreya Rishi and he asked many questions. Entire third and fourth skandhas of Bhagavatam are full of these questions and answers. Vidura says to Maitreya Rishi, Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daivat Adharma Shilasya Sudukkitasya Anugrahayeha Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. O holiest of the holy ones, great devotees of the Lord like you live in this world, move about in this world to give peace and relief, solace from the sufferings of ordinary beings. What type of beings they are who are suffering in this world? Krishnad Vimukasya. They are away from the Lord. Adharma Shilasya. Divide of devotion. They are divide of devotion and they are divide of dharma, character. And therefore, Sudukkitasya. When dharma and devotion is not there in our life, what is the result? Inevitable result? Dukkha is the result. And what is the solution for this dukkha? Satsanga. In order to offer this solace and peace to the people who are suffering in this samsara, you people live. And I want to know, firstly, I want to know, what do you want to know? Sukhaya karmani karoti lokaha natai sukham vanyaduparamam va vindeta bhuyas tadayeva dukkam yadanna yuktam bhagavan vadenaha. Please clarify me. It's a very difficult thing for me to understand. Humanity always struggles to be happy. Nobody wants suffering and sorrow. But everybody gets suffering and sorrow, even though they have not wished for it, even though they have not worked for it, even though they have not waited for it, expected for it, still, sorrow comes to everybody's life, knocks his door. What is the reason? And in the opposite way, everybody wants to be happy, but they don't get happiness at all. So why this contradiction? Please tell. That is the first question. Lot of questions, beautiful questions he asks. And for this first question, what will be the answer? You are all advanced students. And what will be the answer? Why suffering comes without asking for? The answer will be what? Without asking for, nothing comes to you. Without asking for, without working for, nothing comes to you. You have forgotten that you have asked for it, you have worked for it in the previous Janma or previous years. So you have worked for it, you deserved for it, therefore it comes. But after sowing the seed, you have forgotten that you have sowed the seed. And you are imagining only paddy will come after sowing thorny bushes seed, after throwing thorny bushes seed, and you are waiting for 3 months or 4 months thinking that paddy will come, paddy will come. Paddy will not come, only thorny bushes will come. So karma niyati is the answer in the Vedanta, because Bhagavan cannot be the cause for our suffering. Please understand. To give you suffering, he should be an ignorant person. Understood? Imagine Bhagavan is ignorant. The very proposal is shaking us. Na? If Bhagavan is ignorant, ignorant means what? He should be very much convinced that you are different from him. Then only he can hurt you, he can punish you, he can wait up to the judgment day. The very fact that entity waits up to judgment day, that means what? It's not that entity deserving worship. Deserving worship and love. So Bhagavan can never be the cause of our suffering. He can never threaten anyone. He can say that you have done something wrong, you are going to get back. Can a judge threaten anyone? I will kill you. I will throw you into the jail. Modern example, sonnadam puriyum. In many religions, Bhagavan is considered as a judge. Okay, that's why judgment day they call it. That's why judgment day. When it is going to come, only Bhagavan knows. Judgment day. Judgment day means what? There is going to be a judgment. Judgment from whom? From the God. Can the God be the cause of our punishment? Okay, understood? So God can never be the source of our suffer. Our karma, so therefore our suffer. This is one from one level of understanding. And little bit you grow, little bit more, you knock off this duality and say, who is suffering? Who can give me suffering? I am everything. So, Vedantic answer will be what? From the relative angle, suffering is because of karma niyati. More details you will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णवशोचनं ऋणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा